Blog Talk Radio.
You are now logged in to GrudgeInc.us, the number one source for grudge racers coast to coast.
Good evening, guys. Welcome to our Grudge Talk Wednesday. Not going to prolong the time today. At this time, we'll definitely open up the lines and see or ask if anyone has any announcements they want to make. We'll take a few minutes, beginning part of the show, and let you come out and give us a description of your event or whatever. So at this time now, if you got anything or any upcoming events, press 1 on your phone now and you can open up your line. We're doing it all right now. We got two callers here, 2433.
What's up, Chris? What's going on? This is Marvin, man.
I can't call him, man. What's going on with you?
I can't call him. But I don't have no event announcement. I just want to send our prayers to one of our, I put it on Facebook, that one of our fellow community racers, Ms. BLL, Ms. Butler Lambs, in the hospital. So everybody just keep their prayers out for her and her family and also her daughter, you know, on a speedy recovery. I know I've been talking to Spence, and she said she's going to kill me, but I just want to show her, you know, how much I care for them people and, you know, just give a shout-out, and everybody just keep them in their prayer that both of those two will become, will get well very, very soon.
Right. Yeah, thanks for the update, man, and letting us know. But we do hope that they have a speedy recovery and get back to 100%. All right, we got another call here, 9017. Your line is open.
What up, Bench?
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
Oh, man, I can't call it. You too, I mean.
Yeah, I just wanted to announce, let everybody know, that, you know, the Dream Team, they got their event on June 28th. Yeah, you know, I'm having an event on July 12th. And, you know, we got the, we got a concert. We got a concert going on at the same time as the event with the Migos.
Okay.
And then it all going to, and, of course, I know they probably, everybody already saw on Bite Papa Rossi who I was going to be racing. You know, it's going to be Eddie Kane versus Metal Militia.
Right.
Doc Razor versus Bud Light Line. And me versus Tootie.
Okay.
And the track is a quarter mile track, so.
Okay. All right. All right. We got another.
Is that a rematch? Is that a rematch from Bud Light Line and Doc Razor?
Yeah, they're going to be the rematch.
Oh, okay.
Okay. All right. Let's see here. We got another number. Actually, a 111 number. Your line is open. All right. We got 0676. Your line is open.
What's up, Chris?
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, just
listening to the energy. I got you. Okay.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I had wanted to say about, you know, I had went up there to Piedmont this weekend. And, you know, we had a good time up there, man. You know, everything had went well at the event,
right.
You know. Fat was on point. And I ain't going to tell you the one person that was having a problem with their bike, so I'm just going to keep that to myself for now. We're at now.
All right.
What? Chill zone. Don't do it like that, man. Come on, man.
No, I said I'm going to keep it to myself for right now.
No, man, don't do it like
that. So
that
means
he's going
to save it for a little rainy time if he needs be.
Chill zone, you know you're wrong for that. How are you going to put it out there and then I'm going to save it?
yeah, man, because, like, I don't know, man. I just don't, you know, I crazy sometimes. Yeah, I just I just find that it was kind of funny. Like, I mean, everybody knows P-Man Hook. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. But yeah, I'm just going to hold it for now.
Hey, goddamn, man. You're kidding me.
So before you squeeze it out of man, I'm going to go on down the line where you won't press the tears on and leave it out. It's doing, yeah, we got 4521. Your line is open.
What's going on, Chris? Everybody.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing much.
All right.
Shine Boys, Doug C, Tim. I finally got hold to them, Chris. Finally got hold to them,
okay.
Cowboys.
I got you.
But give a shout out, give prayers out to them because I know they hurting right about now.
Who is that?
Doug C. Doug T. and Shine Boys.
Oh, what?
They always come out.
Hurt?
I got hold to them this weekend.
Oh.
I got hold to them this weekend, so.
Appreciate this.
Oh, whoa. Somebody got a video, right?
Nah, it wasn't on video. Yeah, you know what? It probably is on video. I'm going to see if they're going to release it. I'm going to call that guy.
Oh, my goodness. Tell him he needs to release it.
Yeah, we'll put it on Facebook. I'll put it on call out.
Tell him I got $5 for the video. $5 for the video. Well, congratulations, folks.
Yeah, congratulations, man. All right, we got, let's see here, 6645. We got your line open.
What's Killzone talking about? I jumped in at the last second. What were you talking about, Holden?
Hey, what is it?
What the hell is Killzone talking about? I want to know. I don't like jumping halfway in a conversation.
Killzone, he's going to wait till they get on the show and start talking crazy, then he's going to throw it at there.
And they say they're going to hold it.
This is for right now. For right.
Killzone.
What you talking about, man? I was just basically just telling them that, man, you know, we had a fucking blast this weekend at P-Month, man. So
yeah,
I know
right
I said
we
last
did.
Year. I said last year I was coming back because when I did come down there, man, the track was on point. And, hell, I ain't give a damn how far I had to drive. I knew I was coming back, so I had came back, and I had an even better time this go-round, too, so.
Yeah, it's all. They ain't talking about that. They talking about the person you holding up.
Oh, yeah, man. It wasn't that.
Goddamn.
He's not going to leak it out, man, so. We're going to have to move on along. He hopefully come out with it tonight.
I'll get it out of him. I ain't worried about it on the show, but I'll get it out of him.
Okay. 7569, your line is open.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Hey, now, man, it's 10. I was on that team out with Kills on there with you. And we had a ball. God knows we had a ball.
Okay.
Was a blast. It's been a while since we had that kind of ball.
Hey, man, I'm going to tell you something, dog. P-Month will pull your pants off. Alan Butler like trying to get naked out there.
Hey, you talking about
wrong.
His
ass.
Man, bro. You talking about the old dialect, man. What Alan did, man. I love Alan, though. Man, I ain't going to give a fuck. I don't give a fuck what nobody say, man.
Yo, that's what I do.
Hey, it was so funny when Alan had to get straight off, man. I ain't going to tell nobody what else he about to do for they crap.
Man, let me see. We got Alan. If he's on the phone, man, tell him to press 1. We got one line. Let me see if this is Alex Dill. 5-6-5-5.
Hey, Alan, man. Alan, we're going to get butt-ass booty naked out there.
Hey, man, talk
about my... What up?
Hey, what's going on? 5-6-5-5. Your line is open.
You getting that? That's still ain't nobody else for, right?
5-6-5-5. Your line is open.
Oh. I just came off my 6 times, actually.
Okay.
That's CJ right there.
What's up? Oh, yeah, I was on Sunday, Monday.
That's too much.
What is fucked up? I got to talk to you. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
Sound like it's coming from that 5-6-5-5.
Yeah. Sound like you need to mute somebody, Chris.
Yeah, that's where it's coming from.
Chris. Yeah, I'm on. It's EJ.
Okay.
Man.
All right, and we got 0311.
Go ahead.
Your line is open too. Hey.
Okay, okay. I just want to make sure you can hear me.
Lil Wayne and Kane, them do out there.
Who did?
Eddie Kane them having a few problems with their bike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought maybe they had them fuck kills on them up out there.
Nah.
Kills on bike actually look damn good to a Willie.
Yeah, I got to get that fit, man.
Dusty was doing what he got there came to do. Ain't no hill man fucking product. Now when he patted the gas on Fremont, that deal was ugly. Yeah, yeah. That deal, I'm talking about, he didn't pat the gas. He got them like he came all the way out the throttle and back in it, out the throttle back in it, all the way. You know what I'm saying? Wow. I said, he beat that thing so bad that they wanted to take the cover off, bro.
Hey, you saw, oh, you was over there when they did that?
Yes, sir.
Man, I was ashamed of myself even being around that crap. I couldn't believe them man take the damn cover off that damn bike. They should have made some damn money on that shit.
Yeah, they didn't even get a chance to let the bike cool off before they turned around and went out there and ran cable, man, because them boys over there to take the cover off. So they ran that bike 3 times within 45 minutes.
Yep.
Wow.
That's why the bike fell off.
Yep, exactly right. Exactly.
That bitch was working when the hand clutch shootout was going on.
That's all that matters, right?
Yeah. Now, Craig Moe got a nasty second gear. He got a nasty second gear. But, like Fossil said, you can't kiss gone.
Like, who say?
Like Fossil, you can't kiss gone. And I hope God love me. Dusty
hey.
Got there, pull up out of there.
What the hell happened to Fossil this weekend when he fought three to come?
What he did what?
What did Possum do against Creative Customs? He raced that Boosa.
Yeah, you got it, man.
Creative Customs was a man of his word, though. He said he was going to race. I thought he was fooling. I said Creative Customs was a man of his word, though. I thought he got there. He said it easy, like he wasn't going to do shit, but he was a man of his word. He raced.
This on everybody I love, bro. I left Atlanta Saturday morning. When I got to Frank's shop, the bike was still on the fucking lip. That bike ain't never made a pass since he put it together until he made that shakedown and he came back and ran by. That was the second pass on that bike. When we got to the track,
man,
he still was putting that bitch together.
Yeah.
Man, look. I was fighting problems all damn day, but my problems are solved already. So we going to go back around and do it again, but I need to give old Frank a call and talk to him about that light cutting abilities. You know what I'm saying?
I'm quite sure he'll be on here in a minute.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to be on here in a minute. I want to make sure he's coming on. I mean, I got nothing but respect for him.
I may have him on here. We have some of those calls on line.
He's raising his hand like crazy right now. He's pressing 1,000 times.
I don't know.
Let me see
if
we have him on here. All right, guys, hold on. We got 1948. All right, your line is open.
Yeah, what's going on, Chris?
Hey, what's going on now?
I can't call him, man. Just hollering at you, seeing what's going on. I'm on here listening.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Hey, I'm going to try to get a hold of that guy for you that couldn't get on there last week, too.
I got you.
Chris,
you got a 5-8-5842 number?
Let's see, 6842. Let me open up this guy. And, let me see. We got 5842. Your line is open, man.
That Frank right there.
Yo, what's going on?
Frank. Hey, what's going on, man?
Ain't nothing, man. Yeah, Fossil, you did what you supposed to do, man. Hey, I congrats you. I got my ass whooped, you know. Shit, ready
you
for
ain't get your ass whooped, man. You ain't get your ass whooped.
You lost. That's
yeah.
What happened. Well, lost, got your ass whooped. Ain't no winning in second place.
No.
My body blew up. I blew my bike up.
Ain't nothing blew that damn bike up.
Sorry, I mean, I thought it did. It actually, when I hit in the third gear, the bike cut off. So I actually thought I blew it up. But it's fine.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to get on here down in Alabama, right? Yeah. I would have drove up there this week.
Yeah. Well, shit. Yeah. You know, we might be able to do that, buddy, honestly. I had to go back to the track. My suspension was messed up all weekend, to be honest with you. I don't know if you noticed, but I was leaving a little lazy. So I ain't going to lie about that. My 60 won't there, but I figured I had enough to fight you. Not disrespect, but I just like to gamble. So, I mean, you a big man, and, you know, I can't really get on fair races. And to be honest with you, a flat, slick, nitrous booster with a man lighter than me really ain't a fair race. But I said, fuck it, let's gamble because it's 8th mile. Quarter mile, I ain't fucking with you, Frank. I'm going to be real with you. I'm not going to play around with you in the quarter mile. Not on that bike. But, let me get a suspension issue fixed, and which just be nothing but a couple turns, and we'll be all right. Now I'll dance to a run before Alabama, but I definitely want to do it for Alabama.
Oh yeah. I ain't got no problem with that, cause I mean I definitely plan on being there. So,
all right, buddy.
I'll bring
some extra batteries for you.
I'm good at that. I was trying to cut some weight and I got some batteries that I should have did some more checking into them before I got them, but no, it is what it is.
You cutting weight? Oh my God!
Are you walking around cracking on the floor, dirty floor?
Hey, Kale's on. Are you riding your bike in Montgomery? Kale's on.
Get in there.
Are you riding your bike in Montgomery?
Nah.
Okay. Wow, what you thinking about, Frank?
What
are you going to
do?
Shit, I'll run him too. I'll see through it. He's on the damn bike. I got to get out there and push him through the start to the beans. He'll be on it.
Yeah,
there it is.
I feel I got enough to fight.
Fight who?
Huh?
I don't know to fight who.
He didn't fight you, Killzone. He said he'll fight you. You sit on that fight, he said he'll fight you. Damn.
And we can lock that in tomorrow.
Yeah, we lock that in right now, Killzone, so let's get it.
I'm on the road. I can't lock it in right now, but I'll be back in Atlanta tomorrow. And I can go down to Alabama and meet him.
Now, he'll land too, probably. Well, one thing about me, I'm gonna race because the first fans that I made on the bike, that was the very first fans that ever been made on that bike, period. This is, you know, it's a new chassis and everything. And I raced you the second pass after that. And really, I was, you know, I was a good little bit off, but, you know, hell, I was getting
it. Girl,
I ain't want to wait. I ain't want to making no passes and all that shit. I mean, Giddy said we were going to do what we were going to do.
You said your bike fell off.
The bike was going slow.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you the man.
Huh?
What?
I said you said your bike fell off. I'm here to tell you, your bike ain't slow.
But you were.
No, I think it was off. What I was thinking it should be.
Damn,
if you were off, I hate to see you when you're home.
No, the bike was completely off. It wasn't running at all.
Yeah, the bike turned. When I clicked in the third gear, the bike literally shut off. It backfired and shut off.
Damn, Sam, you got away.
I ain't hear no backfire in that video.
Sam, you got away.
Awesome did it, though. EJ, shut the hell up. Jeff said, damn, he in front of him. And then all of a sudden, he saw the candle light in your tailpipe. He said he's about to drive around Sam, and then all of a sudden, the wind light came off. Your bike ain't shut off, man.
Man, you got away.
You're right, it did. It is. But, I mean, we get ready to do another race, man.
All right. He said he was working, but he's doing something. But he is. So all he got to do is come back to the phone. You hear me, Draft? All right.
All right, man. Wait for over here.
All right, we got a list of more here. Let's see. Let me try 0544. Your line is open.
What mic is? Chris, I got a question for you, too.
Actually, I
need a
favor
from you.
Okay.
Let me hear you.
I need you to get Mr. Edgar to run me and
Rossi Nick Ray.
Man, help.
Go ahead. Let me hear you, Alex.
What's up, Chris? Hey, what's going on, man? What's up? What were you planning on doing, man? Because it looks like they cut part of the clip out of that.
I was going to move down Chris Moore crew. I got my button loose.
Hey, I got an announcement. This is serious now. This is serious, Chris. I want to tell everybody this. I want to congratulate EJ on his Oscar Mayer baloney win in the shootout.
Oscar Mayer baloney win.
Man, the man is baloney, okay? He's baloney, okay?
Wow.
The man's freaking baloney. Have y'all been reading Facebook all day? Y'all need to read.
He's
freaking baloney, man. He talking about he don't talk, he don't say nothing. He ain't got to talk.
I ain't never seen a motherfucker in the millennium with a name called John Paul.
Well, look, that's his name.
John Paul is 75 or dead or in the Bible.
Hey, take that up with him. All I'm saying is...
So while y'all at Boston, what kind of race are we going to do?
Oh, you already know it, man. We coming with it. Like, we've been talking on Facebook all day, man.
You get over here and make a fool out of yourself.
Hey, ain't no game. No. I think the only fool on here is you. What them cops about to do to you the other night.
Well, what about that Cooper Performance slaughter bike yesterday?
What you talking about? Reno Brown.
You know what I'm talking about, the blue bike.
Blue bike?
Would you like me to ride around the track for about 30 minutes then bust your head?
You talking about the Nino bike?
I call it Reno Brown.
I mean, say what you want to say. I'm talking about Caesar right now. I'm talking about Caesar.
I'm talking about Caesar right now.
And y'all know what shop I'm representing. What you mean? Who I'ma run? I'm fresh off a win. I'm undefeated.
Oh boy, I'm undefeated. Hey, look, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want the Geronimo crew to take it wrong.
Who the hell brags on Geronimo besides you, dummy? Wait, hold on now.
Chris, hold on. I thought that was you.
I got a question for Chris. They did a poll last year. Facebook did a poll on the top five bikes out, and Geronimo was in the top five. So I don't know anything about. He was in the top five. So
hey,
I want to hear
nothing
about
bad about
first.
The man, but I'm just telling you that you run around and you won't raise the man back. I think that's the biggest cowardly stunt I ever seen.
Yeah. I mean, from a drunk, it probably would have seen that way.
Hey,
but from everybody outside.
Me and you don't agree on a whole lot of things, but that 100, you tell the truth just then, Alex. Hey, I'm just serious. I mean, damn, everybody leave. I thought.
What you telling me is that every time somebody loses, you obligated to run that man back. That's what you telling me?
I thought you said
ain't nothing fast grudge racing. Ain't nothing fast grudge racing.
That's fair.
Okay.
That's what Leo did with Jonny and ran him back.
Well,
that's deal. I'm custom cuz. I write my own future and everything else. Can't nobody tell me what I'm obligated to do. Y'all told me I couldn't beat the man.
I
beat the man.
Wait,
hold on. Y'all told me. Y'all told me I wouldn't beat the man. I beat the man. Now y'all want me to give him another chance. Whatever, man. Whatever. Y'all ain't know what's about. Y'all like doing women on the soap opera. Y'all always
did.
You a clown.
Wait, hold on. Who y'all want me to run? EJ, y'all want me to run? Bad Apple, who y'all want to see me run? I want you to race your bike because you talk to everybody. I mean, man, y'all a bunch of brawls, man. Y'all ain't never satisfied, man. Y'all a bunch of brawls, man. Alex, you a hussy.
Say, you got my mic on the one.
I love the race. Hey, no, we like to blow the bike up.
Montgomery won't hold season.
Bike was in the red.
It won't hold that horsepower.
We quit now. It won't hold that horsepower. Hey, I'm gonna tell you. Caesar was spinning on the top sign at Valdosta. So what that tell you? God almighty knows.
The truck went with that.
EJ, you would never know. EJ, you would never know because you was a coward. You didn't come.
That man said
he was spinning on the top line. So he was 100% and blows the field out. And now what happened, coach?
Hey, look at that. I'm going to tell y'all, because I only can talk to Chris on here. The only people that can't hook in Valdosta is me and Spider-Man.
Uh-huh.
And that's it.
That's called second one today.
I'm kind of mad at Coop because I told Coop, look, we don't need to spin out here tonight. We don't need to spin.
What the hell is you going to do? After you raise somebody with that raggedy motherfucker, you get your ass.
Wow.
You gonna be like that?
Hey, man,
ooh,
look.
And
say
man.
Say what you want to say. Hey, say what you want to say.
Hey,
I'm
saying,
hey, Cuff and Cut.
Yeah.
You saying that goddamn, talking about Montgomery can't goddamn hold your bike, man. Your bike ain't shit, man. You said that you was coming to that event first. I didn't even ask you to come to that event because I don't give a damn if you come
hey,
or not.
Look,
that's why
you
I
really,
didn't ask you.
Hey, let me tell you something. First of all,
now you tell me what.
Well, let me speak. First of all, I'll come. If the gate's open, I will come. If I pay my money, I will walk right in there, your little event, and take it over. Okay? You ain't nothing but a garbage can racer anyway.
You won't look here.
You ain't nothing but a garbage can racer anyway.
What I'm telling you, I don't give a damn if you got there come or not.
Man,
you know
look, I don't come
to. That's why I didn't even ask you to come.
I don't come to concert races. I don't come to concert races.
It don't matter. Look, let me tell you that my concern is I'm controlling all the bike shit. And we met today and got everything lined up. My fucking bike,
but
all the bikes that come going to be straight. Man, I'm not saying none of that shit.
This is the thing. I'm going to tell you.
I'm not
saying
none of that shit you got down talking about.
Hey,
cause you
look,
don't know what
I'm
going to
tell you this right here.
About.
Well, I'm going to talk to Chris. Chris, I'm going to tell you, anytime I done went to an event where it's a concert going on, that concert crowd don't mix good. The concert crowd don't mix good with the race crowd. They don't know how to get out the way when you come down the return road. They want to push you off your motorcycle. That's not a good thing to have when you want to grudge. And everybody
like said,
me and my people
know what the hell we doing. So let us handle us. Let me handle the bike. You see what I'm saying?
But
you don't worry. You ain't coming. Listen, you ain't coming. So don't worry about
coming.
All that. You ain't got to worry about that.
Hey, you know what?
Okay.
I will come.
You ain't got to worry about that.
I will come. What you gonna?
You
gonna ban me?
You ain't got to come. You ain't got to worry about all that.
Other than play Michael Jackson.
You gonna ban me? I get on stage with the Amigos. Now what?
That's the reason I don't want you to come, because I know you're going to get up there and try to dance with them. They got security. They don't need all that shit.
Hey, say what you want.
Get on the goddamn stage, man. Get on the stage.
Hey, I'm going to tell you what. I'll come take your little paper race over, okay? I'll come over there and take it over. That I'll come take that little paper race over with. A concert.
Let me ask you this, Cousin Cut. You'll come over there and take over, right?
Yeah, I take over.
Okay, let me ask you this. If Billy Mays come down and race you, would you race Billy Mays there?
Can I answer it before you say something? I told y'all at the beginning of this, Montgomery cannot hold Cooper Performance horsepower. That's all I'm saying.
And then, man, you be having so many excuses and shit, man. Well, I tell you, so. All right, let me ask you this then.
Okay,
you gonna run? You gonna run Billy Mays heads up on July 19th at Dano event, right?
And rocking him, yes, sir.
Okay, that's all.
I mean, can I ask you something? Hold on. When Billy Mays don't cancel out on me, I still showed up in Valdosta, and I still ran Geronimo.
Let me tell you this, man.
So don't think I'm kidding.
I see what you're saying. But let me tell you, you're missing the point, man. Some folks ain't want to goddamn change no goddamn weather, so instead of just goddamn coming that way with the weather that goddamn bad, they pay less money by paying you punk out, which is reasonable, dog.
Okay, but real talk, Killzone. When everybody said I was gonna run Geronimo, I bet you bet against me then.
I ain't even bet on that race.
You better start betting with me.
You got a man in the lane.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you this right here. When I went to cruise, I paid for horsepower, and I got horsepower. And ain't nobody got more horsepower than me.
Well, I guess everybody gonna see July 19th, huh?
I won't race Kingpin. Who is Kingpin? Y'all keep talking about Kingpin. He ain't beat nobody. Actually, I'm before Kingpin. I'm number two. It's Katrina, then me.
You were breaking me up.
I run the South. Y'all told me I couldn't get
into
bring it. That's
you
all I'm saying.
Let
me tell you something. I told y'all at the beginning of the year, one bike I ain't gonna mess with. I ain't gonna run Katrina.
Would you run Kingpin?
I will run Kingpin. I will run in 2D as long as they don't jack the pot up on me.
Okay, well, what you want to do? That dude, King, in Memphis.
I'm not coming to Memphis. I got.
I tell you
this right here. Kingpin need to get his motor back together. Then we'll talk numbers.
It's already together.
Well, he better get it tested, and that goes.
We ain't got to do all this.
And Billy Mays, y'all jumping on me because I'm the man to beat right now.
I thought they got Geronimo and CeCe.
Haven't I beat enough washed up riders?
Last week you said, hey, look here, man, you called Sean.
We got 1870, man. Your line is open. Hello, Mark. I can't call. 1870, your line is open. CC backslide. He said that. He sure said that. He's a fucking clown, Alan.
What y'all got to realize, when CC make up his mind, man, it's a done deal. See, he was just saying that shit about Memphis got in because it was too much pressure on him. Now he's saying he's going to a Dino event on July 19th, which he's going to be there. But I doubt he's going to do another event before then.
He told us he wasn't coming back to North Carolina. We had to come to him.
Hey, Killzone. Go ahead, JP.
Hey, Killzone, you want to lock out with a race with us?
No, I ain't locking up. What race you talking about?
I'm talking about with Black Caesar.
No, I'm not locking up no race. My next race gonna
be I tell you what, if you locked it up, Montgomery.
Look,
if you locked it up, we'll come to Montgomery.
I don't give a damn if y'all come or not. I already told you. I'm racing goddamn.
We talking about a race, man. We ain't talking about who coming. We talking about a race.
Y'all can stay y'all ass at home.
I'm
running
the mayor down there.
I'm running two
man, we don't want Billy Mays, but I'm talking about kills on you. You ain't got no interest in running us.
Man, look here.
I'm running two this out on July 12th.
That's all you
man,
know.
Man, you're going to get your head sawed off, too. Well,
it don't even matter. See, if I did, that won't be my first time losing.
Yeah, it's probably
we know that.
Hey, guess what, CC?
It don't matter.
As long as you get used to losing, you get in that routine, and that's what you want to do. You want to keep losing.
I tell you what, Alex, I tell you what,
we coming to Rockham, we're going to run this. I promise you that.
So just get down, come
ready. No, I'm serious now, for real. All jokes aside.
We get down, we gonna run the bell. We wanna do that. That's what we wanna do. Hey, look here, as long as you don't get butt naked, I'll run it. But if you get butt naked, the race off. You know what it is, you like seeing niggas naked.
Man, if you come down, you take your shirt off, I promise you they'll shoot you.
Hey,
Say what you want to say. Let's run.
That's what we gonna
I'll be whatever, whatever. But John Paul, the 13th chapter.
That's what they call it, baby. That's what they call it.
John Paul. Nobody say about neither one of y'all.
Hey.
Let's
hey, man, you don't. Your little talk don't hurt me, man. I just was glad to meet you, man, because we used to see you on the internet all the time.
Well, all right, y'all, guys, I'm going to see. Yeah, go ahead, Chris.
We're going to finish up.
No, I'm, you know, to all the comments that said to me, you know, I knew I was going to take a lot of flack off of beating Geronimo, and I'm sorry, fellas.
Oh,
everybody
there
wanted
me
to lose.
I actually told him not to beat Geronimo.
Wait, wait,
I actually told him not to beat.
Hold on, fellas. Hold on, fellas. I want to apologize
to
the masses.
I thought you was talking to Memphis to run Shine on that bike.
No,
listen.
We
don't
have
no
interest
in
running
Shine no more. We don't have no interest in running Geronimo no more. Oh, we actually teammates with Geronimo. We're actually teammates. Hey, well, let me take the bike and change the name then.
Wait, before I got interrupted, I just want to say something. I apologize to everybody that wanted to see me lose, but Cuss and Cuss is here to stay. We here to stay. And we represent one shop, one team. And I just want to say to everybody out there, look, you know, y'all come to North Carolina and cheer me on, and free T-shirts for everybody that bet with me. Just ask.
I got one word for that.
What is it?
Wow.
W-O-W.
Wow. Is Frank still on the phone?
All right. Look, guys. Look,
we want all the crazy races. Like y'all claim y'all were going to run up with Ric Flair, bring it out there, too. We'll go ahead and get the motor built once we beat that bike, too. So y'all said y'all wanted to do it.
Go ahead, Chris. 4081, man. Your line open. 4081. 4081, your line is open.
That's dog. That's the only good amazing bike.
He's on
here. Yeah. That's
dog.
He's on
here. You talk to him?
Billy Mays do not know what he's getting into. I promise you that. He don't.
All you got to do is lock some money up.
Now, we ain't locking no money up. We get rain over half the car.
You better not lock none up.
And okay, man, they were pulling out wads of money at the track, but then they talking about they didn't want to come because it was raining.
Chris. Oh.
Yo.
Hey, am I on?
Yeah.
Hey,
you on, buddy?
Hey, look, I only need about 2 minutes. Now, Cuss, you need to tell the whole story. Tell them how I begged you to come to Piedmont. We're going to give you the back tie in the 8th mile, and you declined it.
Okay.
You told me you want
no
parts in the 8th mile.
Yeah, no,
now,
no.
Now, who is coward? Me or you?
I told
who's
you.
Who is the coward?
Me
or you?
You going to let me answer? I told
you.
I ain't through yet. I told you.
And tell them how Richard
you
brought up the race, about the Dana race, before he even come out, and I asked you to race in, and you back down again. You're coward. Now, who the coward? Me or you?
What? No, whoever I said on the videotape, it's on video now. You can't erase that. You the
it's
coward, Billy Mays.
Okay,
Billy
well,
Mays, you
a
coward.
Let's lock up
for
locking him up.
Man,
hey,
I ain't
hey,
locking
hey,
up,
hey, well,
cut.
Man, Jerry, give him that $500 back, man. He mad. Give him $500 back.
We don't
he mad about $500.
Give him that money back.
I tell you what.
He mad.
You want $500.
Do me a favor.
Get doing, Jerry.
Guarantee me.
Get $500
and
up on all
this, man.
What do you mean, guarantee you?
Guarantee me $100 right here.
What
huh?
you mean, guarantee you? What you talking about, guarantee you?
Guarantee me a race in Rockingham,
look,
I won't cry.
Sam Cook want to run me, and two other bikes want to run me. Brian them with Metal Militia, whatever it is.
Up.
I ain't got to guarantee
hey,
nothing.
Hey, man, what's going on? Come on, dog. Hey, because you just said earlier that you was coming to run Billy Mays heads up. So what the fuck you talking
man,
about?
Man, what you
look,
talking about? You want
wait,
me to
hold on, hold on.
Stay out of
hold
here.
Hold on.
You stay out of here. You ain't no owner of no damn bike.
Hold on, Killzone. Hold on,
Killzone. You don't know what I own. I own you.
Hey, oh, right, hold on, y'all. Hey, Billy Mays, here's what I'm saying here. Y'all complain so much about that lock-in that I don't even want to lock in with y'all guys because y'all complain about the rain, this and that. And you know, I don't want to lock in with y'all. I'm coming.
I'm cool with that.
Man, look here, man. Look, this is what I'm saying here. We talking about what's going on. We talking about what's going on right now. Billy Mays, I'm like this right here. When I get to
this is what I do. All right, I get the rainfall. I tell you what, if you come to North Carolina, as soon as you get the track, let's lock up $500 right then and there.
We can do that. Hey, I tell you what, we can definitely do that. If we get to the track, if Lord willing, we get to the track, I'm gonna walk up to you.
Nope.
We'll go ahead and lock in $500 that I'm planning on running you. You planning on running me?
Hey, dog.
Okay, I'm cool with that. Yo,
hey, no planning.
We'll do that.
Hey, make sure y'all get that time because you know what happened last time.
What you mean get a time?
The time that the race needs to go down.
Yeah, talk to the man that you race, and he ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well, you're going to shut the fuck up and let him go. I'm talking to both of y'all. I can't talk to both of y'all now. Well, you can talk to my brother then. Go ahead, JP. Yes, sir. When you get to the track, we'll lock in that $500. That's all we got to do. Okay. You got to work. No problem. And look, here's what we're going to do.
We want to have this race off at least by $6. What did you just say a while ago? You talking to my brother now.
Go ahead.
They ain't coming, man. They ain't coming
right
now. They're not coming.
I mean, they took our money the same way.
That's right.
Oh, man.
That's what I mean about con artists and a racer.
That's why
I'm talking like a racer.
Hey, look,
and y'all ain't sitting there. Billy Mays, look,
I'm going to tell you this right here, man. We really need to just get on the phone, me, you, and my brother, or whoever else on your team.
I'm not getting on the phone with you and your brother. I'm not doing that.
Well, okay, then, man, you know what? We'll race somebody.
Hey,
CC. Go ahead.
Listen. How about you, Darvin, and Dino, since y'all doing that event?
Y'all got to understand. Hey, Darwin, hey, look, this is the thing. You got to understand. You own your bike. My brother and I, we in this together. You know, just like you didn't have no problems in union when we locked up. I buys off what he said. Whatever he say, go. Whatever I say, if I talk stupid, he gonna override me. But he got to be on the phone with us.
Okay, well, I'm gonna get who I want on the phone on mine too. Then how about that?
Yeah, you can do that. That's cool. But I'm not gonna make no decisions without him. You saw that in union. I'm not gonna do that.
Listen. I get that. But you were talking trash about that's your motorcycle. That's what I'm saying. You know, that's all you have to watch your mouth.
And whenever he say that, you know what? I say that he is.
You know,
at the end of the day, we know what the deal is.
We know what the deal is. That's the beauty of it. That's the beauty of brotherly love. See, you don't have that.
You don't know it. No, I ain't got time for that. You going to run me and rock him or what? What you going to do?
I just told you that, bald head. I just told you that. We going to run you. I told you that. I told you. I didn't run from Geronimo. I didn't run from y'all. I was
you run from me?
How you turn me down for P-Mart? I'm gonna run through you like bad green. Call me what you want to. It don't matter to me.
And we're gonna give
it
you the fat top and eight, and you turn me down.
Hey, it don't matter to me.
You are
It don't
coward.
Matter to me.
Yeah, I think he's mad, man. Let's run Sam Cook, man. Alex, we got to wait.
Your brother's scared already. He's scared of a little tall. You scared of a little tall? Ain't nobody mad. I'm trying to race.
No.
Don't be scared of a little tall. We keep on the name of the game.
Man, you must don't know what you're doing. Hey,
y'all
we the king of talk.
Y'all ain't want a damn drag bike in this country.
Hey, EJ. Hey, EJ, I'm going to tell you this. We coming to your back, though. And we going to run you, bro.
He's going to sleep. I can sleep. You're lucky that Dustin didn't beat you.
Wait, hold on.
He's being the bed at the tree.
John Paul, whatever your name is. Look, well, what they say about y'all when y'all gonna get the back kind of age and turn it down? That would say shit about y'all.
Man,
what
come
about y'all?
On, dude.
Y'all
listen, what
they
say. You can't
you
do that.
Tell that.
You can't do that.
Tell that,
John Paul. If you want to put that, if you want to put that stupid race together, we'll come this week and run you. If you want to put that stupid race together,
no, you won't.
Lock it up, then. Lock it up, and I'll be there. Back tied in the head like you did.
Lock it up, head up.
Lock it up, you're talking like that.
Lock it up, and I bet you will drag you.
You're trying to win somebody else.
You're going to
get
drug head
up.
So what difference do it make?
You're
going to
get
drug head
up.
How about
that?
Wait, hold on, fellas.
I got a question for the host of the show, Chris.
Uh-huh.
Okay, that race between me and Geronimo, Mike didn't leave the hole like he should, so it was like him giving me the hit. Was Geronimo able to drive around me? Yes or no?
You
no.
Next week.
He wasn't able to drive around me.
Listen, everyone's just talking about Geronimo. He won't run you with the other bite. He won't run you with the start. Because of Cut, you barely got by Geronimo because he had a mistake. That's it. I'm gonna bet with Geronimo the next time. I do that. Hey, he had a mistake. I'll bet with Mike Finnegan all day of the week. Wait, hold on, Billy Mays.
I'm gonna tell you this right here. Let me tell you my mistakes. In my head, I slept the line. Got to the 1,000-foot mark. Got to the 1,000-foot mark. Leave that alone. Hey, JP, I'm going to spin past that man. And I'm going to bet you that, JP, I'm going to spin past him when I beat him in Rock and Roll.
You got to spin, man. That man going to get his head beat. And they going
to
have a problem then. He going
to
say EJP wasn't switching around.
You spin if you want to. I hope you spin. You better hope you spin.
Yeah, I think you hope I do. One thing a person can't say, I don't never sleep the tree. I don't care what race you don't watch.
We don't care nothing about the tree. The damn finish line ain't at the start line.
Now, when you get to Rockham, Daniel got to hold the lock in now. When you get there, you got to get your money up.
Hold on. Let me tell you something, Billy, man. Daniel held the whole pot in Valdosta, so I ain't got no problem with that, bro.
I
want to
make sure because
I ain't got no problem with that.
Too much work with you.
Hey, I ain't got no problem with that. You just make sure Daniel let go of that money when we win.
Well, I mean, you didn't win it. You won it this time. You won the punk-out, right? So I ain't had no problem with that.
Listen, I gave
my punk-out money to your mechanic.
I don't want you standing there with a shotgun because I don't want my promoter dead now.
I ain't got a problem with him. He's good. Listen, just tell what you thought. We don't talk about you turn around racing for the weekend. That ain't no big deal. We like racing, bro. That's what it's all about.
We coming to y'all. We gonna multiply y'all and come to y'all. We gonna race y'all in the bar, but I'm gonna say this right here. I'm the boost of the beat.
Man, you ain't have but one race, bro. We did three races the same night at Pima. We did three races.
And I saw them on video, and all three of them looked horrible.
Well, then, why you ain't show up? Why you didn't show up?
I had a barbecue to go to.
You had an opportunity to win the money and the darn shootout.
But
why
you didn't
show up?
You got to understand, I had a barbecue to go to, and my family more important than motorcycle racing. Okay?
I'm pretty sure your family would excuse you just to win that money.
No, we don't need money like that. We do that for the money. Ain't nobody know when easy money comes. Hey, look, we just won the week before.
Hey, any one of them pictures he see on there, that's more money than what they won up there. I promise you.
Mike put up with y'all one now. Yeah, so you
want to
go ahead with that,
bro. No, I bet 10,000 on the side.
Hey, well, what y'all want to bet then?
I bet you 10,000 on the side.
What you talking about?
Y'all kill me for this money shit.
What you trying to bet?
Hey, you tell me what time it is. You want to
call the pot.
Yeah.
Call the pot.
No, we ain't got to do it.
Oh,
we
ain't got
no.
We don't call no. No, don't call no.
You
want to
beat us. You want to beat us.
That's what y'all doing.
We got to do a race.
No, no.
You know what Geronimo was trying to do? We'll do that, too. While you
no
on your
numbers.
Damn mouth?
No numbers.
That's
I'm
good. For the man to miss work.
Hey, I'm good. That's why I didn't go to work
everybody
today.
Everybody call
good.
In for that.
I'm good.
Oh, no. We are y'all think y'all talking
to me. Cut. I
yeah,
got
go
one can we have a minimum, too?
What's the minimum,
there
sir?
There you go.
Can we have a minimum?
I mean, what's the minimum you talking about?
It's going to be more than what I bet was before. I know that.
I tell
how about
you what, 25
to yeah, minimum. Yeah, that's the minimum. No, three. How about three? Yeah, I'll take that. 25 to minimum. I'll take that.
That's
the minimum now.
Look, I'm calling it Billy Mays. I'm calling it Billy Mays. I ain't calling it
that. Hey,
you
talking about that minimum. That's y'all.
Hey, that's the minimum. Because I'm going to tell you, Billy Mays, if y'all would have came to Valdosta, the pot would have been probably 50,000 on one of the breaks.
Let me ask you this. Do you still think it's going to be that same thing come at Rockingham Head Up?
No,
because we ain't
going to
have that many people there.
I had my grandma in Valdosta.
Listen to what I'm saying. Is it going to be the same thing in Rockingham?
Look, Billy Mays, I can't guarantee that.
It's going to be the same thing in Rockingham.
If you come down to Cecil, it will.
If you come down to Cecil, it will.
You know you can't travel with that kind of money, man. We can't travel with that.
Man, I ain't going to travel with that kind of money. I'm not going to travel 8 hours with that kind of money. My people ain't finna travel like that. But if you would have came to Valdosta for that one break, my grandma had $100 on me. My grandma had $100 on me. Huh? And she get a check every
The reason why it ain't gonna be that much now, because you running me head up, and that's why it ain't gonna be that much. That's why.
Hey, JP, Billy Mays, I'm gonna tell you this right here. Bruh's called radio after the 19th. We ain't gonna find you, bruh. You gonna be back on here.
Didn't you say that last week?
But we ain't ready.
Didn't you say that last week?
Hey, Billy Mays, I want you to know this.
Didn't you say that last week?
I understand that. But listen
to this.
You
said the same shit last week. Your word is garbage, bro.
Hey, look.
It ain't
worth
the air you breathing in. Trust me.
Where is Michael Phillips? See, one thing about it, when I beat somebody, I destroy them. You can't find him on the radio now.
Let me tell you something. If you run Michael Phillips again, I'm going to side bet with him, okay?
Well, you could have
got it. I'm betting with him.
Hey, you could have
got it.
Run him again, and I will bet with him.
Huh? We're going to run you.
Hey, Ryan Bonamo is going to let Shine ride it.
Hey, JP, evidently, Michael Phillips got fired. Michael Phillips got fired. Y'all hear that grudge talk?
I tell you what, let's double the pot and Mike can ride. It don't make a difference. I tell you this, let's double the pot and let Mike get on your motorcycle and ride.
Since you want to talk.
You're killing me, man.
Let him ride on your bike and let him ride. Mike can't ride my brother. Mike can't ride my brother. Why didn't they tell me who to put on mine? That belongs to me.
Oh, that belongs to you. Okay, okay. You the top dog.
He can't ride it, though.
Get that man around.
You can ride your own cup of cut.
Yeah, I can ride it.
Hey,
you know,
Don, you were strong over here, though.
You know.
I got
Jock that can fit on mine.
Chris,
and it feel real good when it blow up, too, don't it? It feel real good when you ain't sitting on it.
I shoot a man down in the fishing.
And you ain't going to get it.
Hold on, hold on, hold on.
And you
want to
get it.
Hold on, fellas.
time you out here real quick, man. We got three callers here. They've been on for hold. So let me go on and let these guys speak. We got 2041. When your line is open.
Yeah, I'm looking at
2041. Your line is open. All right, we got 7569. Your line is open.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm back. My line got hung up.
Okay. And we have 775. I think your line is open too.
So why in the hell is everybody jumping on PC? Everybody want to run PC.
Under me, I'm like a piece of gold, baby. Everybody want to wear me.
Damn it, man.
Okay.
I try my Grunge Talk Radio every week. It's a show full of motherfuckers that want to run custom cuts on. Because he's the best thing going today.
Man, nobody give a damn about running dude, yo.
He wasn't a damn race bike.
Yeah, well, EJ, look
here,
man.
We race this past weekend. It don't matter who we race. We race this past weekend.
We race anybody. We don't care.
That's
who
the only win I think they got.
What you want to do to entertain?
No,
that I didn't want to run him no more because it was too much headache.
What is this? Go blow some more sunshine up Tico's ass.
I told him, I told Custom Cut, he can vouch for this if he tell the truth. I said, no, I'm not going to run you no more because it's too much light work. He was saying on Facebook, he'll run me head up. I mean, I don't care. So I told him I would work. I'm going to get my work and going to try to run him again on the 19th. That's all I'm saying.
Now, you had your ass over there. Now, go on back over there.
Good gracious.
Damn.
That's an ounce of tough love there. Wow.
That's that whoop-ass voice.
Hey, but Billy Mays. I'm gonna tell you now. We did have that discussion about running each other, and you said you didn't want to run me because it's too much drama. But I'm here to say that I'm coming to your backyard, and without all the drama, let's get this race off. And man, let bygones be bygones.
I'm cool with that.
You know, that's cool.
Oh,
I mean,
time out. I got one more thing.
But
that one, no baloney win that we got in Piedmont, so you better quit calling that shit that.
No, I said Oscar Mayer baloney.
Oscar Mayer won't give a damn what it is. That one, no baloney. You should mark your ass up there. I'm done saying that to you, too.
Hey, with pimento cheese.
Whatever.
Y'all did y'all thing,
Piedmont. And that's what people don't understand. We had problems the whole day. We couldn't even get the money crank one time.
Well, you better not have that problem in Rockingham.
It wasn't even sound right.
Problem in Rockingham.
We fixed that before we left the track the other day, so don't you worry about that. You just show up.
Oh, I ain't worried about that. You're going to get your raise, and I promise it ain't going to be what you want. I promise you that. It ain't going to be what
you want. You just talking again.
No, okay. No, because okay. You know what? You know what? Hey, I'm going to tell y'all. They laughed at us in Valhalla. They laughed and laughed and laughed. But we came out laughing at the end. We came out laughing at the end. And
it's
a
bad feeling when a man sitting behind you and know he can't come right. And no,
that's what we said. We don't care if we lose, man. We don't care nothing about losing.
Yeah, we want to be one away.
But don't never say that. You done said the wrong thing. You don't never let a man know that. You done said the wrong thing.
As long as you raise, as long as you raise, you're going to win, you're going to lose.
You're going to win or lose, but you don't never tell a man that.
Hey, I want to talk to you, man.
I can tell you what I want to say.
We damn sure ain't worried about y'all. I can promise you that. We ain't nowhere near about y'all.
Hey, I want to talk to you.
That's the way I want it to be.
I'm going to start a poll on Facebook of who's going for Philly Made and who's going for Custom Cuts.
And we don't need to do all that. We don't need to do all that. We don't need to do all that.
Hold on. First of all.
Did we just got finished talking about we ain't got to do all that dog and pony show shit? Just show up at the track. We ain't got time for no damn poll.
Wait,
we
ain't
got time for that.
Y'all
all about a popularity contest. I ain't about that. I'm about getting in the water.
Well, you ain't got
to
do it. You ain't got to vote on it, then. Don't vote on it. Don't vote on it.
Antonio, what now?
Damn.
No,
get
under your skin.
Didn't the vote ain't
going to get
you no win?
No, all you do is put the Mays on that track. Stop. Put Billy Mays on that track and get down that track with them. And guess what? You ain't got to worry about that. All that rest of that little stuff. Just go run them. Get it over.
Trust me, I will. Yeah, I ain't got time for
that. No, I ain't worried about that.
Billy Mays, a lot of people think.
I gotta let you know he ain't grown up yet. He didn't have no kids like when he was coming up.
Hey. Yeah, well, I'm going to tell you, Billy Mays. I'm going
to
tell you like this.
Stop, sir.
You know, I'm going to tell y'all like this right here. You know, when nobody else won't run, y'all look around, and that's when I'm going to pull up in the lane. You know, y'all see what y'all want to say about me, but I'm not going to run unless that bike right. And the bike been on point lately. The bike been on point. So we going to run. So that's all I'm saying. Man, we show up at the track, the bike going down the track, we going to run. Just like with Geronimo. We didn't plan to run them guys, but the bike was going down the track, so I ain't have no other choice. And I ran them. Point blank period.
Now, Custom Cut, the only way you ran us because Billy Mays didn't come. Now, come on.
Oh, my God.
Hold on, hold on.
We didn't have nothing to do with Billy Mays. We did not come there to even run you.
Wait, hold on. Who is this?
You come out now.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me tell you something, Eugene. How about stand on my side next time and the other man
I'm
probably
on your
win?
Side.
Because
I'm
every
on
time
side.
You stand, every time you stand over there in the left lane, that bike loses. So stand in the right lane.
I'm not even worrying about that part. Only you worrying about that part.
And
all the thing I said. Then what?
Then you talking about when y'all doing the shakedown, talking about bet 3,000. Man, you know what? If I had bet 3,000, I gave it back to you.
Listen, bonded. Now listen. Now we ain't gonna get into the part of it. Now you need to let that part go. Cause you really don't want me to expose you on the betting part. What y'all did.
Why don't we do that? We ain't afraid of none of that. Go ahead.
Go ahead, expose it. Go ahead, expose it. Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Now, what did we ask you to bet?
Oh, y'all said 3? No, 75. Y'all said 75.
Okay.
And I said I couldn't. I said I ain't got that kind of money. I said I ain't got that kind of money. I said keep it general.
Okay. So you had 40 people.
40 people. You right. That's how we do it out here.
Y'all had about 40 people over there. It took two and a half hours for y'all to count up 2320.
Yep.
But
the
only thing about
minutes.
Let me help you with something. I bet an extra $100 on the side that y'all wouldn't even come up with $2,500. But at the end of the day, you lost it, though. At the end of the day, you lost. At the end of the day, you lost.
Eugene. Hey, Mr. Eugene.
They had 40 people.
Mr. Eugene.
500, that was mine. So he didn't come up with that much. 500 was mine.
He had the 20. He had 20.
But 500 of that 2,300 were mine because he got the punk out, so he didn't come up with that
that's
much.
The reason that's the reason we said don't let the pot excuse you from a race up in Rockham. We know we poor. We ain't got no money.
Well,
we
I'm poor too.
Everybody poor. Ain't nobody rich.
No.
Y'all talking about we couldn't come up with no money. We know we ain't got no money.
That is not what I said. This is what I said.
That's what you're
trying
to say.
You said you had your fan club the other day. Y'all had 40 people.
We had the fan club to bet that dumb race that they were putting together.
You had one man came straight to me and told me, I want to bet a nickel. And told me, would you bet a nickel by yourself? I told him straight out the door. I said, you sure you can get it? I said, hold on, let me go to the truck.
Well, why don't y'all tell that y'all sent the man look like the man from Goody Mob over there and ask Coop to come over here to set that bike up because it wouldn't go down the
look,
track.
Look, we ain't gonna get in there. We ain't gonna get Billy Vols, he was actually supporting me and saying
Congratulations on it. No, no, y'all read it. Now, y'all read it. Now, I'm not lying. He was actually telling me how good of a job I've done, you know, compared to last year. You know, and I appreciate that, Billy. Everybody know me and Billy had a bunch of words. I created the Vols Killer, and, you know, and things went from there.
The Vols Killer died last year.
Hey, like I was saying, Billy Vols, he was congratulating me, and he was just having my back to, CMR Racing. He was just telling them that he can't get the job done or whatever he was trying to do whenever he was out, but I don't know. It was a bunch of words. I ain't going to keep in the middle of that, so, you know. I got too many problems in this racing anyway. I can't deal with everybody's problems. But I'm getting tired of everybody thinking I'm the man to beat and won't race nobody else. Everybody want to race me. I mean, what about Tootie versus Skills on?
First of all, who said you was the man to beat? You been saying that shit. Ain't nobody else said no shit like that.
Hold on. The only big dog Grudge Booster that's got a win this year is me. It's me.
Okay,
it's
okay,
me.
So you're the man of the
So I'm the man
of the race. End up out of bitch in the racetrack, man. Daggone.
Say what now?
Because it's been raining and ain't about to mention the racetrack. That's the only reason why you got the only
reason. No. First of all, Billy Mays, you say it's been raining. It didn't rain in Valdosta, so I don't care what you saying. Stop looking at the weather report. It just comes sometimes. If gas is your problem,
so,
I would have paid half of your gas.
So what? You talking about a big race?
I'm good. We good over here.
You talking about a big race? So what the hell you call Possum and Created Custom Race?
Or the
competition that Billy May just won. What you call that?
I told you, a baloney.
Man, you always
Oscar Mayer baloney win.
You always got something to
that
say.
That was a baloney race, though, man, because, hell, I'm slow and fat, and I still got in that damn baloney race.
Hey, and Killzone, you're a Vienna sausage, okay? So you can just get your mouth.
It don't even matter what you say, man.
And
Frank
even on the phone still.
With jelly on top.
Justin just texted me and said whenever you're ready, he's ready to wax you off.
Who? I wouldn't have never texted nobody that. He should have just called in and told me that. That don't sound right coming from you.
He said, tell CC and his brother I'll wax them whenever they're ready.
Yeah. No, Justin didn't say that. Possum just ad-libbing, that's all.
No, I'm reading it right from my phone. Tell CC
man,
his
he
brother
had plenty
I'll
of time
wax
to,
them
he had,
whenever
oh,
they're
he had
ready.
Plenty of time. He had plenty of time to say that. He could have said it before Jerry got on.
You know what? I appreciate everybody for giving me a lot of respect in this racing because last year I looked like a dud, but I came out the box this year and got my first win. Now everybody want to race me. So in the racing world, I appreciate
man,
y'all
you
watching
saying
me.
Everybody, cause
wow.
Why you saying everybody want to race you? Everybody want a few people want to race
you. Man, get kids on the back side, man. Get kids on the back side. Jerry, get in the back side.
Jump off. We'll do that.
Hmm.
Get Killzone on the back
side.
We'll do that.
Tomorrow.
Like y'all did.
Hey,
I'm asking
Jerry.
What you say about that?
I'm going to get Killzone on the back tire if Killzone rides. I'm gonna make a special trip for you on July 19th. I'm gonna come up there and see if you run Billy May.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
Dustin,
cool.
Your line is open, man.
John Paul and CC, I did damn sure did say that.
Why it took you that long to get in?
Wow.
Nah, because I was sitting there listening to you. I just wanted you to talk stupid so we can go ahead and knock you out.
Okay, well, I mean, why don't you ride Billy May's in and knock me out?
Yeah.
Why don't you knock me out? Huh?
No.
They got a rider for that fight.
You
already know what I got to ride, man.
Dustin.
Yeah.
That's why CC wanted you on the phone for August.
Okay,
well, get on Killzone Bike and run me head up. Last year you said you'll run me head up on Killzone Bike.
Because he knew he can't do it.
Yeah, and he told me he's going to run me with Ric Flair head up with a street tie.
Hey, man,
what's
let me tell you
that?
The only thing y'all need to worry about. It's goddamn Billy Mays and Custom Cuts on the
19th. I bet you that bike won't outrun Ric Flair.
Man, shut up, man.
I bet it won't outrun Ric Flair.
Hey, John Paul, you got your fish cap on. You got your golf uniform on like you did at Union.
My what now?
Just go play golf, man.
Yeah.
Hey, one thing about it,
y'all got to send another man to put me to sleep because EJ can't bury a worm. EJ can't bury a worm. So I mean, if y'all send him to get rid of Custom Cuts, y'all need to send somebody else, man. Dusty, why don't you try to get rid of me?
Hey, look, Custom, listen to this. All right. What day are you coming to Rockingham Daniel event?
19th.
Yeah. Why wouldn't I just go ahead and get you out of the way Friday night since you want to all this talking you're doing?
We won't get in Friday night. I mean, the race on Saturday. I mean, I'm not coming Friday to race. I mean, we just getting in. I mean, come on, man. I mean,
but you know he's going to have a test session Friday night.
Oh, they are. I mean, damn. The last
you
past
act
couple
a better
of years.
Man, you act a better man to take the win. Because Mr. Sleep a lot, he ain't going to be able to do it. Now, I'm telling
you. Who are you talking about? Me?
You're
talking about
not you. I just gave you props and said you're the man to do it.
No, who are you talking about? Who is Mr. Sleep a lot?
Well, actually, on the phone sleeping now, blowing like that.
Oh, God, somebody's a fell asleep, man. Hold on one sec. Just be quiet.
That's EJ.
When did I sleep?
That's Alex. That's Alex.
Hey, that's EJ. He's a possum. That's EJ. He's a possum.
I bet you that's Alex.
Hey,
Alex, hold up.
Hey, Dorman, one thing I know about Dustin, he's going to be cool until we go to the race, and then you're going to get his real side. All his
faggotry,
you're going to put them all out.
That's crazy.
Like,
he's
asleep.
Hey, you know what? You know what, Dustin? You're trying to read me too much. Nah.
I'm telling you, that's what he's doing. He's going to be cool until, okay, me and Philly Mays going to do it. But the week of that race, I give it to that Wednesday. Oh my God, he gonna turn into another guy you never met. I'm gonna tell you how he do.
Okay, so you think we ain't gonna come?
Yeah, but you gonna get the shit beat out of you.
Okay, all right. Okay, y'all know how y'all got the grass growing up through the track and Rockingham at the finish. That's how long it's gonna take me to stop. Believe that.
Cuss. I'm gonna tell you right now. Two clean passes. I bet you $200 he'll get you my two bikes for
me. Okay, we can bet on that.
Yeah,
we can bet on that. You get with me and I give you my money. We'll bet on
all
that.
Right.
Now, well,
I'll send you the money right now.
You say he's going to have me buy two bike links at the finish line?
Yeah, if two clean fast, he's going to have you buy two bikes at the finish line.
Look, guys, we got another call. I'm not interrupting you for a second, but let me go up the line here. 4521, and your line is open.
Yeah, I got cut off, Chris.
Hey, what's going on? Okay. All right.
Man, I'm good.
Anybody else talking about racing, man, besides Cousin Cut and...
Yeah.
Ain't nobody else. And like, everybody want to run Custom Cut.
What race
you
talking about?
July.
I told Soupbone, he keeps trying to harass me on Facebook, I'll work him out at Rockingham. And that dude that dropped bikes, I'll run him.
You run who?
Cousin teammate that dropped bikes, whatever he is. You'll
run him. Man, Lil Ricky got on here last week and told y'all.
I'll run him in Rockingham.
Okay,
we're going to
see. He's going to be there. We're going to see. He's going to be there.
You sure? What? Man, dude, are you talking stupid? Eugene. Eugene's still here.
Yeah,
Eugene, did we not run y'all and get the hell beat out of us last year when nobody else would even attempt to run y'all?
But we shot the tag off.
Why don't
entertain that, Dust. We already know what time of day it is. Y'all gonna run, Bucknam gonna run. So
Cousin,
I mean, there's no
thing.
We don't even have to worry about that. You don't even have to explain that, Dust.
I don't think his brother though.
Man, look
here.
You know
who's gonna run and who ain't gonna run. I mean, it is what it is.
I'm gonna tell y'all that just right here. Y'all saw the videotape in Valdosta. Everybody walked around the whole day talking about I wasn't gonna run, but who car got pulled?
Four bike link. Who was four bike link?
Who car got pulled?
Come on, listen. You the champ, baby. You the champ.
I mean, I appreciate that, Eugene. I appreciate that.
You the champ. I see you don't know how to have a pistol.
I don't mean to interrupt y'all, but Sam, you still on here? If Pop is still on here?
Yeah, I'm here.
You saying you'll bet the money and kill is all around Frank, right?
Do what now?
You say you'll put the lock in and Kill's all right, everybody can get Frank, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to hit you on Facebook when we get off the line.
All right, Frank ain't on the phone, is he?
What happened?
He's off the line.
I'm trying to get information on that pot that we had this weekend. There was a question raised about somebody trying to bet with their pot, if anybody had any information on that.
What you mean?
Oh, you talking about Roger, the old sidewalk guy? Yeah, Roger said he made money off of me, but then I want to know the story behind that.
Let me tell you something. This Derrick Carroll head motherfucker, when he first seen me, he called my whole goddamn name. He said, what y'all got going on? I said, we've been to try, Frank was trying to try pop out, man.
I'm not coming to Memphis. I mean,
you know, I can't make that
race.
But...
I thought y'all locked in. I thought y'all locked in.
No, man, come on. Come on, for real.
You locked
for real.
In
that's how,
last week, didn't you?
That's, you know, that's how
hey,
drama
CC.
Gets started, man. You know we ain't locked
CC.
In again. Yeah.
CC, I
yeah.
was asked to pass a message to you. I just got a text message from somebody important in the Grudge game, but asked to say it was anonymous. He said, tell CC there's going to be a stock body 1,000 with a slick that'll be there to run you heads up. And tell him the only reason he was spinning upstairs in Valdosta is because he don't know how to ride and got out of the group.
The only reason why he was spinning.
And they said, you will be approached at the rock about this race.
Okay, all right. I mean, you know, I'm going to tell you like this
stock
right here.
Stock body 1,000
yeah.
with a slick. That's all I know.
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you this. Well, I'm going to tell you this right here. Why don't you tell the man that's too scared to call and ask me like a real man for a race to just get on the phone and ask me. Stop relaying messages, Possum. Don't let him use you like that. Don't let him use you like that. You know, it's, you know,
he's
Chris,
listening.
You know, hey, you know what, Chris? It's hard being on top. It's hard being on top. Man, I hate
you,
Chris.
You
I like it better than last year.
You
hard being on top. I mean, I like it better than last year. Wow. Yeah, what's going on, my friend? What's going on, my friend?
You're the only one that won away, so you're right. You are on top right now.
Yeah, I'm on top. I beat the 14-time NHRA Pro Stock Motorcycle Champion. I beat his head in to the white meat. You know what? I don't care how much.
Watch out. Well, yeah, we're going to give you a standing ovation, CC. Can't you hear? We're giving you a standing ovation. We're clapping for you. I'm really glad for you.
And I'm going to even actually give him a hand clap.
Yeah, I'm really glad.
We're
going
to have the people cheering for you, man.
There we go.
There you go. Thank you, Chris.
Hey,
I
appreciate it.
Chris,
y'all
need to
pop off
of his head. I like that, man.
Hey, fellas, y'all.
He really be feeling himself,
hey,
man.
Does
hey,
he need
fellas.
That, man? He really needs that. That way he needs to live in this. That way he can go on and get it out of his system.
No,
hey,
fellas,
hey,
I want y'all to.
You can tell he ain't never getting no all pat on the back when growing up.
Hey, I'm gonna tell y'all this. I went through a whole year's abuse from Michael Phillips, and when it came time for me to shine, I stepped up to the plate and I outran the bike.
I mean, you did that. We already said that. We have said that 100 times.
And I don't want to hear no excuse about no but. I don't want to hear no excuse about no but no excuse.
Hey, you won, dude. That way it's over and done with. You just gotta win some more. That's over and done with. I don't even know why you keep hopping on the same thing.
Hey, well, throw me a piece of steak and I beat that.
Hey, bro. Ain't no sense to keep beating the dead hog.
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
We got another question for you, man. They want to know when you run the red bike. I know this was actually your last week. I don't have the bad apple.
I tell you what. Here's what I do. I will run the bad apple, but I'm going to run him at Dano's event after this one. We'll be in Valdosta again.
That's the only place
he's
going to race, man. He's not racing anywhere else. I'll tell you that right now.
I will run him at Valdosta, same place where I buried him at. I redig
well,
him. I dig him out the
you,
ground,
let,
and I bury him again. Go ahead.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
Is it always that we got to always come to you guys?
No, I mean, you know what? Now, I'm going to tell you. I'm just curious.
I mean, I don't mean no harm. I'm just saying, do we always got to travel 15 hours, 8 hours?
I'm about to answer that question. Look, this is how we used to work it back in the day. The winner get to choose the place he want to race at. Y'all come to Valdosta, I dig him up, and I bury him again. And this time I put a rose on his forehead.
Well, I tell you what, let's not even make wait for that. Why don't you just go on and let's do it in Rockingham, and we can go and get that out of the way, too.
I mean, man,
since we both coming to the same place, ain't no sense in waiting that long.
I got Billy Mays, and I got a little adolescent, little snotty-nosed kid I got to beat through Dustin. I mean,
hey,
man, I ain't got...
I'm sure Dustin probably would just say, forget the racing, you would just say, oh, y'all take it.
I mean, is,
oh, yeah,
it, is
yeah,
it
yeah.
something?
Go ahead, Eugene.
It,
you go ahead, Eugene.
Wait, Eugene, is it something personal with you? I mean, that I
no,
need to raise
man,
my feelings.
No, man, I'm the rocker.
I mean, come on, man. I mean, you act like you taking it personal now.
Hey, I got a serious question for you, man. I got a serious question for you.
Go ahead, man.
When you look for real, when you run Michael Phillips again, you gonna give him the left lane again, right?
I would get Bad Austin?
Yeah.
No, I tell you what, I take the left lane. I take the left lane. If I run him again, I take the left lane.
Okay.
I take the left lane. It don't matter to me.
Yeah.
I got a question for you. What the hell made you pack the gas on Fred Moore like that?
Because he was him and my daddy was arguing. He came over and got some food from us, and they was going back and forth and playing and talking about what he was going to do. He was like, yeah, your daddy just gave me this piece of chicken. They say he saved a little bit on the light. I thought, all right, I'm going to get him. I passed the gas on at the 3:30 on
From the 3:30 to the 10, man, you passed the gas.
Yeah, I was looking back at them though, but I sent it there.
Man, they was on two corn dog bikes. Come on, man.
Yeah, you get on that Nina Brown bike, and I'll show you.
Man, this girl talk radio. This ain't corn talk. Corn dog radio.
You don't have to.
I like it pretty good, CC. But if you get on Nino Brown to run that blue bike, I got a bet with that blue bike.
Well, of course. I mean, everybody know you don't know what you're doing.
But this is the thing you don't understand, CC. You don't have to ride a freaking grudge bike every time you go to the track, dog. It's more bikes, man, more class. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to ride your big fast bike every time you go to the track, man. That ain't even the most fun to me, man.
I like ride my bear. And right now, I got the bear.
Nah, you don't got no bear.
It's
a
polar bear.
That's what you got. You got a
bone. It's a polar bear. And it's a polar bear.
A boom.
Hey, you know what?
Guys, look, we have another caller. Hey, 1 second. Let's hold your thoughts, man. Let me open up this line. We got 2771, and your line is open.
I hope that meant a zero, girl.
Huh?
That meant a zero, girl.
That's talking?
Nah, they're calling in.
Hey,
CC.
Hey, you ain't got to worry about this, Derek.
I got another message for you. Man said lock in. I'm just passing the message. Man said lock in 5 or better than 1,000 to come to the Paul Dawson on test of 2 night and wax you off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
stock body. Stock body 1,000 flat flip.
Hey, let me say this for you. Before you answer this, cousin, let me say this.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
For all of y'all know CC ain't finna run for no 5,000. So, if y'all really want to run CC, run the man for like 2,000 or 25, something like that. Y'all ain't got to bringing all that big money out there. If y'all want
to. Look, wait, hold on. Before y'all say this, I got to say this now. Can y'all please speak up because I can barely hear y'all because I'm on the mountain so high right now. I'm on the top of the mountain. So, can y'all please speak up? Because I can barely hear y'all. I mean, it's lonely up here, man. All I see is clouds. I think I see Killzone. Yeah, I see Killzone. Yeah, I see Possum now. Okay.
I'm just saying, like, to be honest with a lot of y'all, like, you know, 2 or 2,500 is good. Ain't that like being CC for 2 or 2,500? And then you can shed his mouth.
Yeah.
Ooh, and I got my daughter got a game.
And then everybody already knows that CC already said it himself that he ain't going to run for 5.
No, he ain't going to run for 5. I mean, I ran Michael Phillips for 23, and I made him load up fast so he could put his socks on. Yo. I mean, I ain't never seen nobody load up that quick. I'm being serious.
So,
We got to tell like the line. And like I said, bet some money that's going to hurt your pocket, and then what you going to do?
Next time I beat you, I'm going to wear a pink scarf around my head. Okay?
Wish you one hand and shit in the other when you feel first.
Hey, look here. You're nobody in the...
Every night and then the sun shines on a dog's ass, and that's how you got lucky.
Hey, I did you just like them boys do you on TV. Beat you and put you on the trailer for the second round.
You can't even get there with your story.
Hey, you know what? You're a nobody, man. I did what I said I was going to do. You didn't back up what you said you were going to do. So you let this gay faggot or whatever you want to call me beat
you. That's what you is.
So what that say, what that say about
you?
What that say about you?
That's what you is.
What that say about you? Man, nobody don't respect your word on here no more.
Bring your ass to
He's so bad.
I ain't never going to somebody that's going to race a man and win a race and won't hear a man a rematch. In every sport, you got a rematch. I come here by myself and I leave here by myself. You understand that, boy? Nobody.
Hey,
he's
getting personal.
You get that in your head.
He's getting personal.
You just run back. All you need
he's
to do is be
personal.
A man and run back.
Hey,
can
now
I
he has
personal?
To go run back. Michael Phillips,
well, you,
the NHRA well, champion.
Get your words right, boy.
All right, cousin, you don't accomplish your goal, man. You don't got Mike upset tonight. Calm down, Mike. Don't let cousin say get up on you.
Hey, give me a applause for that, Chris.
Hey, man, y'all going to have a good night. I got to get on down the highway.
All right.
Hey, Antonio, get out of here, because I'm coming for you.
All right,
well,
shit,
I'm
going to
hold the fuck on. I got some
word
for that bitch.
We got another call as well, too, guys. Hold on for one second. We got 1-0-0-0. Your line is open.
Hey, Chris, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, CJ?
Not much. Custom Cuts what? Turned on the W. That's all that really matters. But you know, everybody knows what the truth is. But,
wow.
What's the truth?
He won. The truth is he won.
I just said he turned on the W. But that doesn't mean, you know, that doesn't mean shit.
Come on.
Okay,
oh,
tell us the truth. I understand. The Mayan war on fair and square. So what's the truth?
He said he got the W.
No, you said what you said that he got the W, but we all know the truth. I don't know the truth, so tell me the truth.
I'm trying to see the truth, too, and I was there.
Exactly. I'm trying to see what he's talking about.
The truth is he ain't as good a rider as Mike is. Everybody knows that on the spot.
Oh, my God.
Everybody knows that.
Well, I can't say that everybody got their day. So you can have a man, you can have a pro rider, and you have a local joker like CeCe just whoop him, and it might be just his day. It was just his day. So you can't say that.
Why don't we let Cousin Cut a shot on an NHRA bike in.
Why don't we do that?
And again, hey, look, I guarantee you, I'll be in the final round on Sunday.
No one believes that.
Ain't nobody gonna take my win away from me, man. Y'all try to suck up.
Yeah. I'm agree with you. You are absolutely correct. Nobody gonna take your win away from you. You won that.
And then
you won that. Nothing. Can't nobody take that from you, huh?
And PB, did I not tell him that last week? I told him I
you
Facebook.
Did.
I don't even be
you
on
did.
Facebook. Yep. I told
no,
him
man, but
it,
nobody,
nobody
don't
you
know.
Keep running your mouth.
No, Mike.
You
what, nobody don't know.
You got
no, nobody
win.
Don't.
I said,
listen,
you
fellas.
Won. I ain't making
Mike,
no excuses last week. I
Mike.
Said you
no,
won.
Nobody
but
don't. Nobody don't know what I. Nobody don't.
That's all I tell you.
Listen, nobody don't know what I went through on the other end, man. They don't know how I came off that motorcycle.
You ain't get out. You ain't.
They don't know. They don't know how I felt. They don't know.
You was trying to turn off that turn road down there and fell off. That's what you were doing.
All jokes aside,
that
man. Nobody don't know what I went through.
You couldn't come down there.
So I ain't gonna let nobody
that's
sit
true.
Here and say that since you a pro rider.
That's true. You ain't gonna come down
so,
there and that
look,
so what was that?
Pro
well,
get beat too. Look, pros get beat too.
Here's the thing. You won the race. That's over with and done with. Man, let's talk about racing. That's over and done. Y'all hopped on the path for 3 or 4 years on the same thing. Move on. It's okay.
You won.
I told him that.
You won. That's all. I mean, hey, don't let nobody take it. Listen, I understand just what just happened. I don't understand. You won that race.
Okay.
We ain't
got to
let you, but you won that race.
No, Eugene, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Now, I'm going to tell you this right here. Let's turn the table. Now, I was prepared to accept whatever Mike was going to tell me.
Man, who else
going
to race? I don't want to hear nothing about that.
No, but no, y'all got to listen to Mike.
Hey,
listen to my side. I was prepared.
Hey, man,
of course you're going to try to shush me because you got drugs. That's all. See, I was trying to be a nice guy.
You said I got drugs.
I'm trying to be a nice guy.
Your ass would have been charcoal.
Yeah,
hey,
but you know what?
That's why you
don't
want to run back.
Oh, you weren't ready for
Chris.
It.
Yeah. Cooper's got three packages. You got package one, package two, and package three. Package one is the real deal. Custom Cuts got the package three because you can tell how much money he bets when he races. So he got the turd out of the performance package.
I got a turd. Wow. You see that, fellas? Y'all see how they hate on me, fellas?
You should have won with package one.
And you got a bigger package right up under your neck right there. A package of
one. $320. You got package three.
CJ, you wild as hell, man.
Yeah, you
hey,
wild.
Custom Cuts gives some shit, but no one else can talk shit. Fuck him. That's all he does is talk crazy. And nobody else can talk crazy. Fuck him.
Okay, so Wait, Chris. Chris, I got a question now. Next time I get a win, I at least want 2 weeks on this show by myself. Next time I get a win. When I beat Billy Mays, I want 2 wins by myself. Nobody else.
All right, if you beat Billy Mays head up race,
if you can turn the win light on
a head up race with Billy Mays.
Hey.
He ain't gonna race no head up race with that button.
Hey, CC.
Yeah.
It's okay with being a winner, but you gotta know how to accept the win and not try to rub it all off every goddamn week.
I do it like wax. I do it like wax. I put it on and I wax it off, you know?
What is it?
Don't give that joke a nothing. You don't need
it.
Wow.
It's almost over.
Hey, don't get mad because Chris is going to give me the whole show after the 19th. Don't get mad, fellas.
Somebody going to call in.
Yeah, what's up, man?
I know this is going to fit right up the alley when I say this, but I know if you ask Chris for that 2 weeks, so if you lose, do Chris turn around and give you 2 months without even being on the show? Bingo. There you go.
Wow, you stretching it. I mean, you're killing me here.
Hey, you ain't gonna want to come back on the show. I don't think you're gonna want to come back on the show if Bill May beat you.
He's gonna be quiet and first mouth.
That is an equal opportunity. Man. I mean, if you beat Bill May.
Wow.
Huh? And then somehow you a week out.
If you want me to do it, I can get it done. You just have to tell me.
I mean, you know what? If that's gonna be a bet, fellas. Hey, you know what? We ain't never put Chris up on a bet. Chris, you bet that. I get a week by myself if I beat Billy Mays.
If you get up, you hurt him.
Or if I lose, I get a month off the show.
Get an opportunity.
I just want one week by myself.
But I think that's gonna be to your advantage to add
a shorts down.
You ain't gonna want to hit.
Pull the shorts down.
Y'all don't have a radio skyrocket.
Oh my God! I saw a string.
You heard me,
somebody got. Yeah.
Hey, Chris, can you find out who that is with all that background music?
I'm getting ready to start going down the line now.
It's not Custom Cuts, so the only person but that is Season.
I think I have it taken care of.
All right. Frank,
it won't be.
Frank and King of Rock going to race tomorrow. At Shady Side, I think. I want to say Shady Side.
Who?
King of Rock and John Doe.
Oh,
King of Rock's on the flat.
Rob Irby just put that up. Said that dude was just talking. They ain't going to do it.
Y'all keep talking about Chris Moe. Chris Moe is a regular street bike dude. He run a street bike motorcycle shop. He ain't no grudge racing.
Wow. King of Rock got a flat slick on. What the hell are you talking about?
He's just a fair-skinned guy with a flat slick bike.
Kicking rock
wow.
race. Kicking rock race more than one race, and you raced
yeah.
3 years.
Chris Brown. You know what? Now I say Chris Moe ain't been right since
Grill.
I beat his head in.
I think that's that grill. Ain't supposed to run in grill tomorrow.
Man, that Chris, man ain't going to do nothing. Chris Moe washed up, man. He washed
Chris,
up.
I just got the text message saying
they're going to
race the group.
Oh, boy.
Hey, Chris Moore got more wins than you got in 3 years at one race.
And you know what? Chris Moore going to beat somebody.
Chris Moore won 7 times in one race. You ain't won 7 times your whole career.
Hey, of course you got.
Hey,
True story.
He's kind of telling the truth about Chris Moore now. Hey, wait, hold on.
How many times has Chris Moore beat me? Now, do the math on that. Humpty Dumpty. Do the math on that.
How many times have you raced him?
Look, well, okay, I'm going to invite Chris Moore right now. Chris Moore, when I come up to the Rock, you got action. Anything you can build, scrap up, or put together, bring it out there with me.
Huh? Your word ain't no good.
Look, let me tell you something. The only thing you good at is sitting on the sideline cheering on Jeremy Teasley.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm telling y'all on Grudge Talk Radio, Chris Moore cannot put together, scrap, or glue a motorcycle to beat me. He cannot. I know how much you want to bet against the fair skin, but this dark skin over here is going to beat him every time.
Fair skin.
Go ahead with that shit, man.
This is silly shit.
You ain't shit when you talk like that.
Yeah, you know what? Bet against me. Bet against me. And I heard you bet against me against Geronimo.
I'm going to bet against your no-leaving ass every time I can.
Wow.
Come on.
But I left Michael Phillips in the hole. Wow.
No, Mike left before you. You want to bet that?
Mike left before me.
Hey,
Grudge Talk World, I want y'all to hear this. Mike left before me. Okay, I bet you that. I bet you that. Yeah, I bet you that. Let's compare tickets. Let's compare tickets.
No. I just like his reaction. His body moved before your body moved, you slow reaction.
Wait, hold on. First of all.
No.
The tree.
I slowed it down to 1,000th of a second. He beat you, but your
voice
responded.
Wait, hold on. So you mean to tell me the tree is triggered by your body or the motorcycle moving? Fool.
The first time it moved before your idea.
Well, you know what? I guess Shine beat Baby the week, but 2 weeks before then, because his body moved.
I don't know about all that. I'm telling you what I did. I slowed it down. He can't handle it. I'm telling you, Chris, you hear this.
His body moved before mine, so he beat me. Wow.
I didn't say the front tire. That front tire didn't move.
Man, you won by default. That's the only way you got that win.
Oh, my God.
What the hell is that?
These guys, it is crazy.
Wow.
Can somebody send me the video clip, and I will actually slow it
down almost to a million.
Huh?
Wow.
Okay.
I'm gonna tag you in the video.
His body moved, and he beat me. Well, you know what? Okay. If y'all wanna say that, okay. Michael Phillips beat me because his body moved. Look, we wasn't working. Let me tell you something.
See if I can find this static. Come on.
Hey, why you find that, Chris? Look, I'm gonna tell you this right here. If we was in a court contest, Michael Phillips won. But we wasn't. We were racing motorcycles.
My phone again, okay. Chris. I'm gonna feel offended. It ain't my fault.
Thank you, Chris. Why don't you get that man another race?
Say what now?
Why don't you get him another race?
After I beat your head in, I'll be much better.
Man, what's that noise?
What's that
noise?
You doing good?
Yeah.
Trying to keep up with
this.
Go ahead, my friend. Dusty said,
you sit on anything with a hand clutch, you got a back tire for life.
I don't own that with a hand clutch.
Wee.
I don't own that with a hand clutch.
Hey, my friend, that's a fair rate.
I don't own that with a hand clutch.
Wow.
I don't own that with a hand clutch.
He ain't gonna do that.
I mean,
damn,
I don't own
Chris.
That with a hand clutch. I don't own that
Chris.
With a hand clutch.
You can't ride a hand clutch.
He said, he ain't saying nothing about own.
You're right, and I beat Tootie with a hand clutch. You're right. You know, it's on video. Check it. Yeah. It's on video. But I can't ride no hand clutch. Okay.
We're not lucky.
Okay. All right. And both tires was off the ground while I drove him through the 8 mile. Okay, but I can't ride on hand clutch. Okay.
We know you can't ride a hand clutch.
Yeah, you're right.
I bet you won't race nobody else.
We've seen it.
All y'all North Carolina boys are saying, y'all swing the same way, to the right.
I bet you won't race nobody else with a hand clutch.
I bet you won't race me with a hand clutch. Nah.
I bet I will.
Put your size 10 in your mouth.
Hey,
you know what? Everybody after me because I'm
wow.
on top of the mountain. I'm on top of the mountain.
Because the way you talk, you ain't on top of no mountain.
He's a clown.
I know he's a clown. He's going to be a clown his whole life.
Well, you know what? You know what? You throw some paint on your face, you will look just like one. Come on now.
CJ,
I don't have a big deal. He's never making
it in the union in Chicago. Hell no, he wouldn't make it up there. But anyways, guess what? If he put some paint on his face, what'd he look like?
CJ, he don't need paint to look like that.
20, baby. Give me 20.
Y'all got some serious problems. All right, guys,
we
got 60 more seconds left before tonight.
Oh, don't do it, Chris. Don't do it.
Ken, I'm gonna go ahead and wrap up the 60 seconds. Look, everybody out there,
no,
I want y'all to know that
Custom
Cut.
You ain't wrapping up shit.
Custom Cut is the man to beat.
You can't rap too tight. You can't rap too tight. You gotta say you're wrapping up something.
Custom Cuts is the man to beat. You know, I beat Geronimo, I got the W, and I appreciate everybody that helped me do that, okay?
And you're scared to run him back. I bet you can't go to sleep in five minutes.
I bet you can't go to sleep in five minutes.
Cause you stupid, Custom Cut. You stupid, man.
Hey, boy,
you a fool.
Hey,
all right,
guys,
you have a nice night, man.
Okay, all right.
What was that, Kevin?
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Hey, good night, Grudge Game. Good night, Custom Cut.
All right, guys, y'all have a nice night, man.
I'm the champ.
Gay ass.